This is episode number 33 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of July 7th, 2008. It's time for me to Coming up on this week's show, we've got our weekly distractions, gaming news. For our feature this week, we have our talk on remakes, remixes, and throwbacks. We've also got new releases, listener email, and the totally boobless question of the week. Yes, I said boobless. That's without boobs.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions. We are on episode number 33 this week.
Yes.
So welcome. My name is Christopher Riccio, and with me I have Jason A. Stryker.
Hey guys.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And let's see, what are we talking about this week? We're talking about remakes and stuff. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on this week? How's it going, Jason?
Good, actually. Sun's in town's doing all kinds of cool stuff. We I don't know if I've talked about the drive-in theater here in town, but it's awesome. They have like six screens, and we go every few weeks. And we went this past weekend, and we saw Hancock, we saw Incredible Hulk, and we saw Wanted, which I'm kind of regretting letting Callan see.
Why is actually, that?
Really? That's a little rated R, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie, though.
Was it?
Because like, I really want to see the it. Movie that, yeah, it's an awesome movie, but... yeah, a few minutes into it, there's like a sex scene and stuff. I'm like, you forgot you ever saw that.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that. It's imprinted in his brain.
Yeah. And then we also saw WALL-E yesterday, which is an amazing movie.
Ah, yeah. We're going to see that today, I think.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah. See, I've never been to a drive-thru. Is it like all the movies are just people having sex everywhere in their cars?
A drive-in? No.
Yeah.
No. This one's really cool because they have other events. Like they'll have concerts there and stuff. And they really get into it, but like all the screens are decorated with like illustrations of Godzilla and whatnot and old time movie monsters. And it's really, really cool. I love it there.
How was Hancock?
Hancock's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, I didn't not enjoy it. So, I mean, I paid $7 to get in to see three movies. So
yeah,
that actually kind of tends to skew my opinion of the movie, usually in its favor. It's not bad. If I paid full price for it, I would have been
God,
damn, that movie sucked.
Cool. Well, Jeff, how about you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Not much happened last week. Saw WALL-E and Wanted, and not Hancock yet. So, got to catch up with that one. Yeah, watched the UFC fights last night. Not sure if you guys watch UFC at all, but Forrest Griffin is the new middle heavyweight champion, and it was a really close fight. Him and Rampage. If you guys saw the video of the game UFC, there's like trailers of it everywhere now. Those are the two guys that are fighting in the trailer. They fought last night for the title, and it came down to decision in the Forrest one.
Awesome.
So that was kind of cool. And played a little bit of Rock Band too.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Pretty much not much going on this side. I'm mostly looking forward to tomorrow because not many people know or care, but the arena football playoffs are going on right now, and Georgia is hosting a playoff game, and they play tomorrow night, Monday night. So I'm looking forward to being there for that. Hey, we're going out to tailgate, and we're gonna like have some burgers, drink some beer, and then go watch some football.
Hey, how did your guys' America Day go?
I watched fireworks.
Yeah, pretty much.
And barbecued
too.
Nice.
What do you guys do on your day?
It's the exact same shit. But I also do want to say I screwed up last week when I was like, oh, yeah, it's like Victoria Day. I'm such a moron. Like, I don't even, like, I live in Canada and I totally forgot it was Canada Day. That was July 1st, just because I had a little bit of a brain fart. I was like, yeah.
It
was
Canada. Way to fuck up your own holiday there, Jeff.
Yeah. They screwed it all up. They put it on a Tuesday this week. It's always July 1st, and it's the first time it's fallen, like, in the middle of the week. And, well, as far as I can remember, I can't even remember when it wasn't a Monday or something like that. Or Friday, and it just kind of screwed everything up. It's like, who wants a day off in the middle of the week? I mean, I'll take it, but, you know, same thing. Had a barbecue type thing and drank lots of beer. Didn't go see fireworks, though. Instead of going to see fireworks, we went and saw WALL-E.
Ah.
Not a bad trade-off.
No. I've seen a lot of fireworks in my day.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Let's jump in. What's distracting this week, Jason?
My son is distracting me. I haven't played much, but I've watched him play an awful lot. That's for sure. I did get to play some WoW and some PSU normal stuff, but I've been watching him play Mario Kart on the Wii. And I'm really sick of Mario Kart on the Wii.
Why?
Really sick. Because he's trying to unlock everything. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. He's hardcore into it right now. He's playing it as we speak. I had to play some Super Stardust HD, and I think several other people are playing that as well. Yeah. When 2.4 was released, there was probably no less than like 10 people on my list that all jumped on at like 1 a.m. that were all playing it.
Yeah. Gotta get me the trophies.
I'm like, damn, people were just crawling out of the woodwork. Like, I saw Ken on there, Sushi X, and it's like, he's never on. What the hell?
That's funny.
I can't think of anything else that I've been doing, though. Seriously. I gave Callan a task because he beat Metal Gear Solid. I'm very proud of him. Good job.
Nice.
But next week, he's going to be playing through some Mass Effect.
Nice.
Yes.
Good stuff.
So, and maybe I know there's a sex scene in there, but this is kind of the equivalent of, you know, your dad leaving like a Playboy.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be as bad as what you saw in Wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you're safe for now.
Yeah.
Unless you watch Fox News, because then they'll say, oh my God, it's a porno. It's the worst thing ever.
Child pornography. They're doing animals. There's goats everywhere. It's so wrong.
It's bestiality. Oh man. Never mind.
Yeah, anyway. I makes love to a vacuum cleaner.
You know it had to hurt.
See that at home.
We're experts. Don't try this at home. Okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Leaves funny marks.
What? Moving on.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that you were done. Cool. Well, Jeff, what's up on your plate?
Dude, I have not played barely a thing in the past week and a bit. I've just been so busy with stuff and things of sorts. Seriously, I think since last time we recorded, I played... Okay, well, yesterday, because of the fights, we brought down my roommate's TV because for some reason he has like a 60-inch or 50-something-inch TV in his room.
Damn.
And it's ridiculous because it's like twice the size of his room. I don't even know how it fits. But... we brought that downstairs to watch it, and while I was waiting for people to come over, I just hooked up a 360, played a little bit of Rock Band, some NHL 08 and NBA 2K8. But other than that, I played a game because an announcement happened last weekend. It kind of got me excited, so I went out and bought Diablo 2.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm playing that, and actually starting today, we're going to see if we can get a bunch of people playing. What happened was, I think it was Thursday, the day we were supposed to record, and we ended up delaying it. Me and a buddy were like, yeah, we'll just make sure it install it, make sure it runs fine, make sure it hooks online okay, and then we'll just try it for like 10 minutes, and that's it. And 4 hours later,
yeah,
I was up to like level 9, Sorceress. Played a little bit yesterday again, so I'm like level 13. I'm really liking this game. It's the second time I bought it when it first came out, and played it maybe for a couple hours. Because everyone just kind of stopped playing for some reason, my friends, and I wasn't really into PC gaming. I don't even know why I bought the game, I guess because of the hype, whatever. But now that I'm actually sitting down and playing through it, it's freaking awesome. I love it. It's addicting as hell.
Hmm. Very addicting.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I said that I was trying to get the battle chest on eBay,
mm-hmm.
and I just got outbid this morning. I was like, no!
No, really?
So, yeah.
By like a dollar?
I don't know, but... I put my maximum bid up there, and that's how I do it. So now it's up to like $5 more than what I had up there. So
if you want to use mine, go for it. Because I showed it to Callan. Diablo 3 was announced, and we got all excited, and I installed it, and I'm like, Callan, you got to play this. Oh, Diablo 2 is so great. He's like, that looks like crap. I'm like, oh, shit.
Damn you kids.
Yeah.
And your pretty graphics.
I think it still looks not too bad. I mean, it's... could look better, but considering it's almost 10 years ago, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I was actually, if you're looking for my copy of Diablo 1, and I can't find it. So, I don't know.
But apparently a lot of people are on the same page, because it seems to be sold out everywhere now, and a couple of my friends are trying to buy it, and they're like, no, we're sold out. Let me guess, Diablo 3 is announced. You want to get back into Diablo 2? Like, yep. Like, yeah, same with everybody and their grandmother.
Yeah. We've got, like, battle chests all over town, but they're still $30. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I'd pay $40 for the battle chest, yeah.
Good God. $40, really?
Hmm. Yeah, it was like $34.99 or something like that. So with tax and everything.
Yeah, Amazon has it for $30 mm-hmm. still. So
yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing. So Diablo 2. And next week I'll get back into the consoles, guys. Oh, one thing I will say, though, is this whole Diablo 2 thing has got me into thinking I want to try World of Warcraft, and I should have a new PC hopefully by next week. So
Don't do it.
I might.
You gotta try it.
I have to. I need to see what all the fuss is about. It'll suck you in.
It will.
I know.
You won't play anything else.
It's still a good game, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with me, though, is I will only play it if people I know are going to play it like along with me. So if other people don't get into it or they're not playing it, I don't really. I'm not too worried I'll get addicted. I'll be like, So.
Okay.
Cool.
We'll see what happens.
Awesome.
All right. Let's see, Chris. What have I been doing? I have been playing some games, not many. PS3, I played some. I tried Commando 3 out.
Ooh,
and I like it. It's fun. It's very. Yeah. It does remind me a lot of the old school Commandos, but it reminds me kind of. Unfortunately, it reminds me of what's the other one that just recently came out that was under Capcom's name that someone else made?
Rocketman.
Yeah, unfortunately, it kind of reminds me of a cross between Commando 3 and Rocket Man because it suffers from a couple of the same issues, like you can't go backwards, which I know that's the way it was
in the original ones.
Yeah, I know that's the way it was in the original ones, but it's like we've made so many steps since then. It's like there was a weapon back there that I really wanted to get. And, you know, I'm sorry that your guy, one of the enemies, like shot me and knocked me across the screen. And yeah, I don't know, but I like it. I mean, I'm gonna play it again. So
cool.
I am almost done with my second playthrough on MGS4. Mm-hmm. I just beat Screaming Mantis, so I'm that close. I have gotten all of the action figures, so hopefully when I start it up again, because I think I am going to start it up again almost right away, just because I want to do the whole zero alerts, zero kills playthrough. Try like that.
Hey, good luck with that.
So I should have the solar gun when I do that, and I think the solar gun is a non-lethal weapon.
Yeah, it is.
So that should actually be fun to use for this playthrough.
It's a what weapon, sir?
Non-lethal.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
Is that considered like a special item, though? So maybe you won't get the...
That is a good question. I'll have to... I'll have to look.
What are the special items? I noticed that when you beat...
Stealth suit, bandana.
That
kind of thing. So that's a good question, though. I'm not sure if that gun would fall into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, see. If you use them, you don't get the... rewards, so to speak,
right? Or yeah, at least what are they called? The rank or whatever.
Yeah,
I forget. Anyway,
the emblem things or whatever.
Ooh, yeah, the emblems. Is it?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So I just finished up beating Mantis, and what was I going to say? Oh, and then I went into Drebin's shop, and because I had enough money and everything's half off in Act 5, I bought every gun he had in the store.
Good.
It's like, so there, including the $1 million like musket thing apparently shoots tornadoes or something like that.
Okay, ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I haven't actually used it yet, but that's what I heard.
It's actually like, or what?
It shoots. It's a tornado gun, exactly. I don't know. We'll see. Then just like Jason said, I've been playing Super Stardust, because of the trophies. I wanted to try it out. I won't deny being a trophy ho. It's okay. But I'm not bad. I will never, cause I like achievements too. And I always have, but I'm not that person that's going to go out and buy a shitty game just to get achievement points or trophies in this case. So
we'll see.
Yeah. And like right now,
Denial's Super Stardust, the first stage, Chris,
what's that?
Denial's the first stage.
Yeah, don't worry. I've been in denial for the past 3 years. but the Super Stardust has like umpteen trophies. It's like 17, 16, something like that. But several of them, you need the expansions, and I don't have any of the expansions. So it's not like I'm going to run out and buy the expansions just so I can get the other trophies. Some of the stuff that's on the expansions interests me, but I'm not going to pay $10 for two expansions when I played $10 for the game. So that's kind of my thought. If they do like a pack with both of them for like $7-$8, then maybe I'll think about it. But
you don't think the game by itself is worth $20?
Normally I would probably say yes, but I'm just trying not to buy a whole lot of shit right now. Okay. I'm trying to save money, and you know, every little bit counts at this point. So.
Okay.
What else? Not much else. PSP, I played some more Crisis Core, and I got to a part in that game that is really retarded, so I'm not sure if I even want to keep playing it.
There's so like a storyline retarded
sequences.
Yeah. No, there's actually a portion in the game shortly after where Jeff is, if he hasn't played it since then, where you actually have to like use stealth. And I'm sorry, what? But the For way real? That the game is set up and the overhead is set up and the camera works, it's just not ideal for stealth, especially when you've been playing Metal Gear. So
yeah,
it's just I don't know what I'm going to do at this point. I might just say forget it. And
yeah, I think pretty sure every single review bitched about that part.
Oh really?
I'm not there yet, but yeah. But it's apparently the only part in the game that does that.
Good. Besides that, I'm playing some more PSU and PSO, and yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
Yep.
Coolio.
So it's been a short week for all of us again.
You took a video of your PSU character.
Yes, I did.
Posted it on like YouTube or something.
Yeah, the whip is a sexy weapon, man. I had to post it.
Did you really?
Huh?
Okay. Oh, okay. I'll ask this question later, actually, in news, but yeah. Never mind.
Okay. Well, speaking of news.
Speaking of weird transitions.
Did we play
big news
that?
If you haven't
that
been. Awesome. If you haven't been living under a rock, if you have been living under a rock, you'll know that Diablo 3 was announced last weekend. We were talking about that earlier with the whole Diablo 2 thing, and it's coming out. No release date, of course. It's Blizzard, so look for about 2015 by the time they have beta up. They said that the game's been in the works for roughly 3 years, 3 to 5 years. They showed a video of it. It looks really, really cool. At least I thought it looked really, really cool. They showed off a new class, the Witch Doctor, and there's already a petition actually online going around because a lot of Diablo faithful think the game looks too bright and like World of Warcraft.
Whatever.
What did you get?
It doesn't.
I thought it looked awesome. Yeah. I was like, it does look more cartoony and stuff, but that's just because like I think that type of graphics I think holds up longer over time. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look cartoony. It just looks more. The characters just look more. I don't know.
Stylized.
It's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, there's more stylized, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we saw 10 minutes of footage, one little area, or two little areas. Like, I mean, don't judge it by that. So they have a petition going around, so...
don't sign
it. Not that it's going to do anything, but...
The game looks great, don't sign it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it
don't be
awesome.
The emo guy that says, I want it to be dark. I want to be depressed when I play Diablo.
Instead of rainbow, exactly. Fuck this game.
Why are there leaves on the trees? The trees should all be dead.
Yeah. Like my
exactly.
Heart.
Freaking rainbow. They said the game's still going to have randomized dungeons and stuff, and they're also trying to add randomized events, basically like real-time events. So you're walking in, like some guy will bust through like a wall or something, and they're trying to say that'll all be random. So that'd be kind of cool if they can pull that off.
That would be cool.
Don't know how. That'd be pretty awesome. And the environment's somewhat destructible this time around, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the exclusion of like player killing, PKing?
Did they say that? You can't player kill?
Yeah, I guess so. Or they're taking it out. Yeah, more of a focus on just like straight PvP.
And they said they're going to have more emphasis on action as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's something I always think. In Diablo 2, that's an option, right? Like you have to choose whether or not to engage in combat with somebody, or can you just go in there and just kill whoever you wanted to?
You know, it's been so long, I don't remember, but I do remember going online, and whenever I went online, I'd always get killed. That kept me from going online. So, I don't
whenever I go online now, last couple of days, I just make my own room, put a password on it, and just tell my friends what the password are if they want to join.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm more interested in the community aspect of the game as opposed to the competitive aspect of it. So I actually don't care if they took it out. It's like in WoW. When I played WoW, I played on an RPG server because I didn't really care about PvP. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I had no interest in like going and hunting down the horde or vice versa. So it doesn't bother me at all.
I think it's cool when done properly if people weren't assholes, didn't like take advantage of it. And like every time you go in, you get you're killed or whatever. It'd be kind of cool if like you fought like your enemy when you're supposed to, kind of thing. Like I don't know if that's even possible, but there's always going to be douchebags that are just going to be around killing everybody. So
like Jeff,
whatever. Yes, like me. another game was announced, an old new game. I'm sure we'll talk about this more later, but Chrono Trigger is coming out for the DS. Square's going to re-release it. Oh, come on. It's awesome.
It is.
This is for people like me who don't have the game. This is great news. Yeah. And they haven't really milked Chrono Trigger much. They only brought it out two other times, so I'm excited, so fuck you guys. I never played the original for more than like 20 minutes, and I don't want to spend $200 for it on eBay. Yay news.
All right.
Firmware update 2.40 finally came live last week. Everyone was waiting for this. Yes, it was up for about 24 hours, then taken back down. Because apparently it was causing some problems with some PS3s during the install process. Some people have their PS3 totally freeze up. Some would just kind of start acting weird. And some say the backwards compatibility just stopped working what have you. So they took it down, put it back up. It was about another 24 hours later, I think, the next day. I think it went back up there.
Something like that.
Oh, did it go back up?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it went back up the day after.
I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah. And the two big inclusion to this was trophies, of course, which we talked about, and in-game messaging. So I haven't had a chance to give it either of these a try yet because I literally downloaded the patch and haven't really done anything with my PS3 since then. So have you guys had a chance to try out the messaging, and does it work fine?
Worked fine for me. I did forget to mention Warhawk. I did play Warhawk too, but at the start of Warhawk Wednesday, because of the fact that Scott wasn't around to run the server, I started out running the server, and literally at like 9:05, I got bombarded by like 8 or 9 messages, and it was nice to be able to just pull up the cross media bar and check them. I sent and received, at least a dozen messages, just during Warhawk Wednesday. The first time I tried to use it, however, it froze up on me. The very first time I did it, because it's like I downloaded it the morning that it came out. And then I played Super Stardust for like a couple, like 10 minutes just so I wanted to see how they did the trophies. I wanted to look and see how it worked. And I pulled up the Ravenblade was on and he sent me a message. So I tried to pull it up and I went over to check the message. As soon as I clicked on the message, it just froze up my system and I had to reboot the whole thing. It only happened to me that one time, and I don't know. It's been fine since then.
That's good. I'm kind of afraid to turn on my PS3 and start messing around with crap. But I'll try it this afternoon.
Yeah.
For shizzle. More about trophies, I guess. Of course, people are now all, craving the trophies. They're all like addicted from day one. I saw this. Every forum you went to, any kind of chat room, everyone's like playing Stardust. Everyone's talking about how many trophies they got and how to get this trophy and this trophy. People are already asking, are these games going to be, are old games going to be patched to have trophy support? Insomniac's one of the companies on record saying, no, they are not. They're not going to go back and patch Ratchet & Clank, or they're not going to go back and patch Resistance, which a lot of people thought they were going to. Burnout Paradise, and they're actually going to be retroactive. So if you've already done the things that will require you to get a trophy, it'll automatically unlock on your system, which is kind of cool. And Warhawk's being updated.
It's going to be linked to linked to your PSN account.
Oh, of course.
So whatever PSN account is on the save game, it's going to. I think it's linked to that.
People are kind of making a stink about this already, and I'm like, who cares if it's on past games? You already played through them. Just rest of the games come in. Just worry about those ones.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of surprised about Resistance and Ratchet and Clank, because Insomniac already had some sort of achievement system in their games as it was anyway. They had the skill points that you can unlock, and maybe it's a little bit more difficult than it seems to just attach a trophy to a skill point, but I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, who knows how hard it is. Like, we don't know how they do it or what's involved, but and do we know even for sure if Sony making this a standard across all games that come out, or is this purely up to the developers to put in trophies? Because if it's not a standard, I don't see how it's really going to work. Like, it'll work, but
I think it's up to the developers, to be honest with you. That's when they originally talked about trophies, I think they originally said it was going to be up to the developers' discretion. But considering how much has happened, been going on about Super Stardust, I don't see why developers wouldn't put them in, unless the API for the trophies was like unusable, like to the point where it was just a pain in the ass to put anything in. Yeah. I don't see why they wouldn't. We should really, you know, chat with the developer and see what they think about the trophy system and how it works.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Do we know any?
I think we know someone.
Possibly. Tune in or listen in later.
Stay tuned.
Or keep listening. Or, yeah, to be continued. But not really, because it's on the same. Anyway, moving on.
See you next week.
Well said, Jeff.
We're done. It's my news bumbling. It always happens. Today, you can download a free Halo 3 map, Cold Storage. That's a remake of one of the Halo 1 maps. I can't remember what it was called in Halo 1 for the life of me.
Storage Cold.
It was a pretty cool map. The Witch?
Storage Cold.
Yeah. It's free, so download it. You can also download the Legendary Map Pack, which has dropped from 800 points to 600, so it went from $10 to $750. Cool. So this is happening today, Monday, July 7th. To celebrate Bungie Day is what they're calling it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny that's not on the calendar. That's weird.
It will it's be. Not a it's national, be a national holiday? Holiday. What the hell?
I'm not going into work.
Call in Halo.
Yep.
Downloading the map pack. Cold Storage. Legendary pack. Fuck, it's too early. We're never recording this early ever again. I feel like I'm still sleeping.
By the way, for those who don't know, we're recording a Sunday, and it is now 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And everyone would be thinking, no, that's not early. What's wrong with you guys? For a Sunday, it's early. Mm-hmm. Game industry news. The game industry took in more money than DVDs in 2007. Making $18.5 billion versus DVDs $15 billion.
What?
This is up from the $12 billion in 2006. So gaming industry, even though this economic state we're in right now, people are still buying video games, and lots of them.
Damn, didn't this get debunked, though?
Yeah, that got debunked.
Did it?
Yeah, I think it did.
Because they were counting in like console sales and whatnot, not just pure software. Like they were counting in.
Well, no, I was going to go on to say that includes like everything. But then if you count all movie stuff, mm-hmm. the movie industry took in $33 billion, so it still got crushed. But I mean, yeah,
I was worried there for a second.
Good, you were doing your job. I apologize.
Let me finish, people. Speaking of a person who should shut up and do his job and not talk about shit he knows nothing about, Noel Gallagher from Oasis. Basically he's blaming a stabbing or something like that in Europe on video games, saying that, and he has no experience with what happened. He just basically said people are talking about video games being bad for kids. Yeah, that's probably why this happened. So he doesn't have any evidence or anything with this case at all. He just said, oh, well, people like to play video games, so that must be the reason. If people are smoking their weed, what do you call it? Skunk, probably some English slang, call it, I can't remember what it was called. But basically, kids just smoking their weed and playing their video games, and they're going to get bored, and they want to go and commit crimes.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think of all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sick of PSU. I got to go stab someone.
Yeah. I'm tired of playing video games. I'm going to go shoot someone.
I'm going to get some real loot. Go steal some gum from a convenience store.
You rebel.
Bunch of bags of chips.
Check it out. I got an atomic fireball.
What? Oh, yeah. I remember those things. Those are crazy.
Indeed.
And chances are if you go to a convenience store and eat all this garbage, you will probably have an interest in Wii Fit. Oh, transition.
Wow. Yes.
It's not a transition if you say yes, transition at the end.
Oh, it counts. It counts.
It still counts. For us, it counts.
All right, fine. Fair enough.
The recent survey was done. Apparently, 64% of Wii Fit owners stopped playing after the first week.
Yes, I spent $90 on this balance board and I used it once.
Once.
Holy shit, this is a lot of work.
Exactly. Oh my God.
You know, I have a buddy that actually wants to get this. I should send him this story. It's like, just so you know, when you're talking to the wife about, you know, whether you should get Wii Fit or a Rock Band, you know, throw this out there. Just say, you know, you're going to probably only play it once.
It's true. And we made fun of that before. We're like, why would people, like, if people aren't going to put in the effort to go to a gym or actually want to work out or anything, they're not going to care about Wii Fit.
No.
They think, oh, because it's on a video game, it's going to be easy and you're just going to melt the fat away. That's not the way it works, people.
It's not?
No.
I totally thought that was going to happen.
No.
Forget it. I'm taking off my pre-order.
Go buy the ski game. You can still play that.
Nice.
I just throw this little bit of news on here, mainly for you guys, but I'm kind of excited to. We announced a long time ago that PS. Well, we didn't announce. We reported that PSU PSP was going to be released. So, Phantasy Star Universe for the PSP.
Yep.
Next week, July 14th, Japan's actually going to get a demo.
Awesome.
This is a pretty cool demo. It's the whole first chapter in single player, as well as five levels in the multiplayer, which is still four player co-op and has a level 20 cap, which is pretty decent. That sounds pretty cool. I hope that comes here because I really want to try it out. And I was going to ask you guys, PSU though, you said you don't find loot, you have to make it.
Long story short, yeah, the drops suck.
And the drops are not as fun. I mean, you do get a cool drop every once in a while, but it's not nearly as often as it was in PSO.
Rock Band 2 is also announced. I guess it's coming out to Combat Guitar Hero. But unlike Guitar Hero, it's not... There might make some improvements to some of the instruments, but they're not redesigning everything. So it's basically just going to be a disc. You can buy the disc with a whole bunch of new songs on it. There's a couple of tracks kind of leaked out. A few of them are Ace of Spades by Motorhead, Any Way You Want It, Journey,
yes,
Pinball Wizard, The Who, Chop Suey, System of a Down, Panic Attack, Dream Theater, or Finger 11. The reason why this says or is because the list we saw was just of the actual song names.
Right, right.
Not of the, yeah, and they both have a song, Panic Attack, so there you go. Give It Away, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Everlong, Foo Fighters, Kids in America, Kill 'Em Wild, and Hello There, Cheap Trick. Those are the ones that have kind of leaked out so far. So far it's pretty good.
Yeah, not
pretty
bad
good
so
list.
Far.
I like
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 Journey. Bring it on. I'm ready.
Hey, I bet that's the first song that the TFL guys are going to play on their Rock Band.
Oh, they love the Journey over there.
That's right. It's their favorite.
Mm-hmm. It'll be exciting. This is more exciting news. E3 is coming up a couple weeks, one more week. Week today, actually. People are kind of looking forward to, there's rumors that there's going to be a new Halo game or Halo something announced, say Peter Jackson game or possibly Halo 4. There's not too sure. People are just speculating. But what has been announced, this is freaking awesome. And you don't have to play Halo anymore because Jason and Chris, you're not big into the Halo first person shooter. I know you guys don't play too much of the Halo.
It's
not
a
really.
Chore kind of playing games sometimes. Yeah, like controllers
like
and
on
stuff.
The TV and stuff.
Yeah.
I have to turn on the TV. I have to turn on the game system. I have to make sure your surround sound, if you have surround sound, is on. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
Make sure your thumb's not cramping up.
That's
and stuff.
Right.
Well, yeah, I've got a good gamer muscle, so my thumb's in good shape. Thank you very
your
much.
Your gamer muscle's good. You just get bored every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now you can get bored in a totally different way, Jason, because you can play the Halo board game.
Oh my God, a board game. What kind of board game is it?
Is it an action clicks board game there, Chris?
Oh.
Don't ask me what that means. I don't know what that means.
That's right, up Jason's alley.
Characters.
I like it.
Is it up Jason's
clicks.
Alley?
They're cool.
He likes it that.
Explain the action clicks. This is exciting for me.
It. Fuck you. They're little miniatures, and they've got a little dial on the bottom. As they take damage, they kind of click down.
Yeah, so you get a little miniature of Master Chief.
Sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? So Jason, this is right up your alley. What do you think?
I dig the action clicks, and I love to Halos, but as far as board games are concerned, I might have to give this one a who gives a shit?
Halo board game.
Halo board game. Why?
Never worked.
Please tell me why.
Because Halo sells stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
If they made Halo underwear, it would sell.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'd probably buy a pair.
Master Chief right on your crotch.
That's not right.
Arbiter on your ass end. That'd be awesome. It's hot. Post picks. And that's the news.
Cool. All right. Break time, I think.
Break time.
Yes.
What are we talking about when we get back? We're talking about remixes, and throwbacks.
Wiki.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. We got a couple
of emails. Why don't we just remix the entire first segment and then just put that out at the end of this segment? It'd be like the same content is done in a different way.
This is episode 33 remix.
That's right.
There you go. And then we'll do new releases, emails, and the new question of the week. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, please. We'll be right back.
All right, mic check.
1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer, got my Doritos. Check my perks here. Yeah, sweet. I'm gonna kill me some terrorists. Ain't never gonna know what hit him. That's right, bitches. I'm coming for you. Get ready to reap the whirlwind. Game, set, match, motherfucker. Get ready. There's no stopping.
Hey, hon, can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch. Every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com, because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
If you are hearing this, that means you're still listening. And yay. I thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of not here.
Well, that's all right. We're waking up. It's better now. Well, today's topic is, let's see, remakes, remixes, and throwbacks, and what we think of them. I think it's important to talk about the difference, and if there is one. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think there is a difference between a remix and a remake?
Gotcha. Yeah. What? Put all the pressure on me?
Yeah.
What do you
know,
Jason? Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say a remake is something like... see, maybe I don't have a clue. No, it's okay. Let's say Twin Snakes. I think that was more of a remake than a remix because it's...
Yeah, I would agree.
Basically all done, redone, like new cameras, new everything, new graphics. They changed some parts here and there. Whereas like a remix would be something like Virtua Fighter Remix. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Where they did basically just take the first Virtua Fighter, put Virtua Fighter 2 textures on it, and released it for... Was it for 32X? No, was it for Sega? I can't remember what they released it for.
I think they did it for Saturn.
Was it for Saturn?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
I can't remember. But basically just an update of graphics and maybe throwing something new here and there. But not like they didn't remake the game per se. They just like added stuff to the original code.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That's Jason, what do you think? Differences.
That's a good example. Yeah, I agree with that statement.
Yes, that's a cop-out.
I pretty much do too. Yeah, like you said, remake is from Metal Gear to Twin Snakes, that kind of thing. Another example of a remix that I would give is some of the games that have been coming out recently, more like Space Invaders, the new Space Invaders that came out, Arkanoid, and there's several others. But yeah, it's not the same. I mean, I think of it more not necessarily. Change, not necessarily adding new graphics or anything, but you know, making the graphics like prettier, not necessarily the way they work, but like throwing in effects here and there, changing the music up, that kind of thing. And like throwbacks, I think of like a brand new game basically that just takes pieces from one of its ancestors, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that make sense?
It could be totally different, but
right.
I haven't played Space Invaders yet, but what would you call Pac-Man Champion Edition? I would call that like a remake, basically.
It kind of borders between remake and remix to me because they've changed a lot of the way that the way the game works. Like it's on a time limit, right? And it's basically
son of a bitch.
What?
Uh-oh. My phone. 1 second.
We're keeping that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Don't you go wow.
All right.
Stewie doing
so. What were we talking about before that went off?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, Pac-Man.
Oh, I think of Pac-Man as kind of in the middle because of the fact that they changed the way the entire game plays, but then they also added the, I don't know, that like the flashiness to the graphics. They didn't really upgrade the graphics. They just added some flashiness to it. And then, you know, the sound is a bit different, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, right?
It's like, yeah, it's just...
So, yeah, I consider that...
Dance music.
Yeah,
I was going to say, yeah, anything that would probably enhance the game with drugs or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, Jason, what did we get on this topic?
We got some emails. We got a voicemail.
Oh, cool.
What should I do? I should do the voicemail, I think. Yeah, it's a good one. All right.
Let's do it.
G'day, Ender's crew. Repeat here. So, remakes, remixes, and throwbacks. Good topic. In general, I'm not that big of a fan of remakes. I much prefer companies to put out basically straight emulations of their older games in compilations or up on the Virtual Console PS1 downloads, which we never get, or Xbox Live originals. If they are going to bother remaking them, make sure it's something important like a new translation, like Shiren the Wanderer, or something that's unemulatable and not available, like Pan's Dragon Saga. Remixes and throwbacks are a total other story, however. I really like these. Space Invaders Extreme is a perfect example of how to do it. Take the core gameplay from the original game, throw in a bunch of stuff from modern games in that genre that he created 30 years ago, and you've got this amazing mix of old and new that really, really works. You do run the danger when doing remakes, however, where you just sort of slap the name of an old brand on something where it doesn't really resemble what it used to be. Super Stardust HD is a great example of this. It's a brilliant game, but as a Stardust game, not so much. I mean, this doesn't really matter to most people because most people don't really realize in between the sort of super, you know, 90s prefix thing and the oh, I'm all next-gen HD bit, there is a Stardust game and it is a legacy of games that matters to the, what, 5 Amiga fans in the world that still remain. And one of those proud few, it is a little bit disappointing to see that they dropped a bunch of the stuff that made Stardust really, really cool and kind of made it more of a generic twin-stick shooter because that's the flavor of the month sort of thing. Still, it's a great game. Can't really complain too much about it. Anyway, keep up with great work on the podcast, guys.
Thank you, Reepy.
Thanks. Cool, thank you. Well, he mentioned Space Invaders.
Yeah. Awesome That's, example.
Yeah, it's a very good example. And they've actually made several in that like class. They also did Arkanoid, which I haven't played that one yet. Have either of you guys played it?
No.
I need to, because I hear it actually, they did add some stuff to it that makes it really cool.
Well, he mentioned like it depends when remixes and remakes are done properly and not just slapping a name on, because there's a lot of series out there that Final Fantasy being probably the biggest one that just kind of recycles and recycles, and just because it's Final Fantasy they throw it out there multiple times and they know what's going to sell. At that point it's kind of redundant, because you know, how many times has Final Fantasy 3 been released now?
Well, 3 isn't, I guess it really depends on whether you're talking about 3 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only been released on DS, hasn't it, in America?
Oh, that's right, too. GBA. Yeah, I'm thinking GBA. 4, then. There's one of them, I think there's one that's on, okay, came over Super Nintendo, then it was released on PS1 in like a compilation thing.
Yep.
Then again on Game Boy Advance, and then, oh, fuck, what else was it released on? I'm pretty sure it's like been like released 5 times or something like that in the past like 5 years.
Yeah, I think that that's where they go overboard, and I agree with Repeat the way he was talking about remakes. I think that, especially in the Final Fantasy series, I mean, I bought Final Fantasy 3. Well, I didn't buy it. It was a gift for my fiance's family. But the point is that I don't mind having that one because I never played it. You know, it was one that was never released. It was never localized for the U.S. and released, except maybe through emulation, probably. But like, Final Fantasy IV is coming out now. I'm not going to buy that. I've got it like 4 different ways, you know, and I think that's where they go overboard with it. The only time where I think remakes work is like what we said earlier with, like Metal Gear Solid. I was trying to get through Metal Gear, all the Metal Gears before 4 came out, which of course I failed to do, but it was easier for me to go back to, Twin Snakes and play that because of the fact that the visuals from part one are so ancient now. I mean, sometimes, and you know, I wasn't sure if they were going to hold up, but after I played 4 and I saw like the little, oh crap. I don't know if we should cut that off because it's kind of spoiler. So spoiler alert sort of for Metal Gear Solid 4, but when they in act 4 where they threw you back into the PS1 game, it didn't look as bad as I remembered, but the reason I started Twin Snakes was because of the battle visuals. And I mean, it's the same way with I guess Ninja Gaiden too. I bought Sigma because I tried to go back to after playing the demo, I tried to go back to the Xbox One and I couldn't.
It looks totally different.
So, but like with the Final Fantasies, it's, I mean, Final Fantasy IV on the DS isn't going to look good enough for me to say, oh, I have to buy this.
Yeah. What about the voice acting? Does that hold any kind of draw for you? I mean, this is a completely new presentation. You know, we've got upgraded cinematics. You know, everything's in 3D. mostly. You know, and we've got the voice acting too.
Mm-hmm. Not for the price that they're asking, because you know they're going to slap a $40 price tag on a DS game, and
which is an amazing game, though.
Yeah, but I have it in three other forms.
Okay.
So yeah, so, I mean, I if I wanted to experience it again, I could go back to those. I guess it really depends on. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to buy four or not. At this point, I would say no.
But that's my personal mind? Preference. Do you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just my personal preference. But again, I'm not happy that they're remaking Chrono Trigger.
Okay.
I am.
Well, yay. I know you are, and it makes for the people that have never played it. It makes it, you know, makes a lot of sense. But I would much rather them be spending their time making a sequel than remaking a game that I already have two different ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, true. But the only reason I don't mind this at all is because they haven't hoarded out, and there hasn't been five different Chrono Trigger, like versions of Chrono Trigger released since it's been out. There's been one other one. So I don't mind. My big thing with remakes and remixes, it's fine with me. If you get to the point, if it's been a long enough time where you pretty much completely forget about the game and how it actually is, you just have this kind of nostalgic feel for it. Like, oh, I remember it being awesome. And then you get to the point where, okay, I would like to play that exact same experience again. Like with Metal Gear Solid. Like I even remember when Twin Snakes came out, I had no interest in actually playing the game again. But years later, well, I guess this year, I want to play them all again. I'm like, this is the perfect time to play Twin Snakes. I couldn't find it anywhere because it's sold out everywhere. So I went back to the original one. But at that time, it would have been awesome for me to play it with all the remade stuff. I would have loved it. But back when it originally came out, I was like, yeah, it's kind of a little bit too soon, so to speak. I'm like, it wasn't that long ago when I went through Metal Gear the first time. So like in a situation like this, that's when I really like remakes. Remixes is when I was like, I want to have that same experience. It's been years and years. Couldn't really remember what it's like. Just remember good things about it. And you go back to it and everything's like, it kind of feels fresh again because it's been so long, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or because games have changed so much since then, you're like, you want that old experience, which is why I think they're coming back with all these remixes of these old games in the 80s, because I'm not going to say people are getting sick of the games now, but it's been so long that these old games seem like new experiences, even though they're retardedly old.
Yeah, what I'd like to see done is add a new coat of paint, bring the graphics up to date. Remix the score or something like that. I'm all for playing, you know, classic versions of, you know, games that I, you know, grew up with and loved so much. But really, for the most part, it's just kind of a nostalgia thing. And it's hard for me to play through that stuff. Like, yeah. I got Final Fantasy VI on the GBA, and it looked virtually, you know, identical. The sound is a little different. Of course, it was kind of crappy because it was on the GBA.
But, GBA.
Yeah, I didn't go all the way through that one because they didn't do enough new with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time that I really think that it's okay, especially if you're, you know, within a couple generations of the console, is they really got to pay a lot of attention to it. They got to throw in some extras, some bonuses. They got to make it worth my while. They need to have a lot of production value with it, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't want to buy the same game over again.
Right.
I agree.
That's kind of my thought, too. Well, I actually had a question for you guys. Where do you think Bionic Commando falls into all this?
Well, they have a remix and a remake coming out, basically. But not really a remake. It's just kind of a sequel, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's just... Like, Rearmed. Which one did I get mixed up? Rearmed is the actual...
Rearmed is the remake.
The
remix, unquote.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
The new Touch of Paint, co-op, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then they have the other one, which is just basically... A sequel that's many, many years and overdue.
So that's a bona fide sequel. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rearmed, I definitely consider more of a. It's, again, it's right there in the middle with between like a remake and a remix. I mean, it's the original game with a fresh coat of paint, but then they've added all these new features like the co-op and the fact that you can grab barrels and that you can grab enemies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's. That's one remake I can say I'm very much looking forward to. I'm going to buy that one day one.
Yeah.
Same here.
I probably will be too. But I think that falls exactly in the category that I look for in remakes. Last time I played Bionic Commando was, what, 80, I can't remember, 80, what, 5, 6? Was it that long ago? So it was forever ago.
And I agree with that. And I realize that thinking back to what I said earlier kind of makes me sound like more of a graphics whore. But I mean, that's. That's part of it, is like how long ago I played the game. And, you know, for Bionic Commando, it's like the game's been released once. and that's it. And it was one of the best like games on the NES, in my opinion. So I definitely want to go that route. I want to play that again, and I will happily drop the $10 that they're going to end up asking for it for that game.
But another game that I don't even know why they're remaking or remixing, so to speak, is Chronicles of Riddick. Like, that just came out last generation. Not even that long ago. The game still looks good today. And they're doing an HD version. Not adding too much new, just putting it, basically throwing it in HD and releasing it on PSN and Xbox Live. Or they haven't, that was the rumor. That's going to be downloadable. But, I mean, I'm going to have no interest in downloading those. I mean, I just played that game like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Right. And the same can be said about Ninja Gaiden. I mean, my situation is the fact that I didn't actually play through it on the Xbox, so I didn't,
I don't mind that either. It's like a cross-platform or they come out on a different platform, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's true too. But so I guess it depends in how they do Chronicles of Riddick, because Chronicles of Riddick was Xbox exclusive,
that's
right?
That's true too. It was exclusive, yeah.
Yeah, so if they bring it to PSN, then it's okay.
True that.
All right, I'm going to interrupt with an email here.
Cool.
This one's from Sam Dew. He says, the subject of remakes, it's really one of those tough questions. In general, I'd say that if a company is going to do a remake, they need to wait at least two console generations from the original, e.g. PS1 to PS3. Doing so before that, to me at least, tends to have a deleterious effect on the franchise by watering it down. There are a few exceptions, though. If a game was exclusive to one console in its last incarnation, see Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden Sigma, a remake with updated graphics on a different platform may actually be worth the effort, and the developer doesn't need to worry about the title appearing to just be a money grab, since it's likely playing to a new audience. Another situation where I think a remake would generally work is a title that didn't sell well initially for whatever reason, and thus is difficult to find, but got plenty of critical acclaim and has been developed a growing cult following. I'd kill for a next-gen Ico, though I still have the original, and you can have it when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. Additionally, I think that any remake should not only take the opportunity to fix any outstanding issues from the original, see any of the sub-Metal Gear Solid, but should also add more content, again, see Metal Gear Solid sub-whatever. Now that I think of it, Metal Gear Solid pretty much breaks most of those things I laid out as a requirement for a remake. It's normally just so well handled that I've never felt ripped off by a Metal Gear Solid remake/remix. Signed, Sam Dew. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yep. That's weird how we just basically...
Yeah.
Like, I swear I did not even read that email before we even talked about what we just did before that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure you guys did, but...
No, I didn't. I saw his email and I kind of glanced at it, but I didn't actually read it, and I totally missed what that part. So, he brings up Metal Gear and like the subsistence releases. Does that go for Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden Black?
Yeah, it'd be the same thing.
Yeah. I never actually bought Black because I didn't play the first one on Xbox anyway, and it was a camera that bugged the crap out of me, and from what I was reading, it didn't seem like they had made the fixes that I thought they were going to make. And I just never got around to buying it. It sounds like it falls into the same category as the Metal Gear Solid games.
It'd be the same kind of thing. I do like Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence is awesome, just because they added in that camera, which that was when I think it was definitely worth it. Especially when it comes out for, I think it was like $20 it released for.
I don't remember.
It was like $20 or $30, and it was a lot cheaper. And then you added in that camera, which helped out so much.
And the game also has like the original Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2 on it, right?
Does it? Oh yeah, it does too.
The second
one
for sure.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it. And there's your added content. That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
But I do kind of disagree, because Metal Gear does kind of do it often. They've done it with every game since, including the portable games, since Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah.
And I don't even see what they don't add too much to release it. They just kind of release it for the sake of releasing it, because they have new content to put in. And I don't think we'll see that this gen, because I think more people with that kind of stuff just had it for DLC, if they really want it. Then they might release a disc version if you don't have the game already, but...
Yeah.
True.
I wouldn't consider that really a remake or remixes. Just consider that just more content thrown in.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't really remix anything or remake anything. They just add in content that's not there and wasn't there in the first one. And they come out, what, 6 months or a year afterwards, 6 months after the original game?
Something I agree with that.
I agree. Well, speaking of remakes, this one falls into the category. Aces High says, remakes of older classic games need to stay as DLC. Simple as that. That's from Aces High. That's it.
All right.
That's it. He's not messing around.
Quick and to the point. Yeah, I like it.
I would have a lot less problem with the remakes if they did that. Like if they were bringing out Chrono Trigger on PSN or Xbox Live Arcade and it was like $10 or $20 for download, I'd be okay with that probably.
Wow.
But I know they're going to turn around and they're going to charge $40 on it for a DS game. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing about that for me is that I hardly even touch my DS. Mm-hmm. So I know if I go out and buy it, I'm going to play it like for an hour or two and then I'm never going to touch it again.
I think it's going to boil down to, for me anyway, how much production value is put into it. Like I downloaded Qbert because my wife's a huge fan of the Qbert on PSN, and it seemed like that it was like bastard. Like an updated version or something like that. Like I was expecting new graphics or something, and it wasn't. It was just the same old Qbert. I saw nothing different with it. So
yeah, how much was that off PSN?
I think at the time it was like $5.
Okay. Yeah, anything more than that, and it's going into the ripoff territory.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
For sure.
You know, on the flip side, though, I don't mind a lot of the classic stuff. Like, if you look at Nintendo and all the the various consoles that they release stuff for, you know, it's basically a ROM that they're releasing. It's the original game in its entirety. So I enjoy those for the most part because a lot of those are really, really hard to find.
Yeah.
I like the digital distribution. That's definitely a perk, and I think it's in the company's best interest to do that as well.
Well, I think it was Repeat that said it, that there's one game that definitely needs something to be done with it, and that's Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Oh yeah,
they can't just re-release it because they lost the code for it or something, right?
And that's why there's rumors about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you can't find the game for anything less than like $200 on eBay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even mind. I don't need a remake of it, but a sequel of some sort would be nice because the game itself was awesome, and it was the mechanics worked really well, and I just thought it was an all around great game, and they really need to do something with it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's and a game seen, that.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say that's one of those games where I haven't played in so long. Barely anyone played it at all. Like, it was something ridiculous, like 10,000 copies were sold in all of US or something like that.
Yeah.
And,
something small.
It was so good. Like, I would just be happy enough they just remade it from the ground up, made it exactly the same, but with this generation technology, and I would play through the whole thing in, as short a time as I could, because I'd be so addicted to it as it was the first time. But it was that good of a game. And it's been so long. If they just remade it, that'd be awesome. Sequel would. I wouldn't say be better if they got the same team together to do it. I would have confidence in it, but I mean, after I saw what they did with Knights, I don't know if I'd want them just to make a sequel for the fact of making a sequel. Because
I see your point there. But Knights wasn't a bad game, was it? The new Knights?
I don't know.
I haven't played it yet, but
see, I can't tell if it was just bad or if it's just that kind of gameplay doesn't hold up well nowadays. Because nostalgia, you kind of get a grip on it, you don't want to let go. You're like, oh, it's such a great game.
Yeah.
And, I'd have to play the original one to then decide to see if it actually is, bad. I won't say bad, but just not quite how I remembered it.
Let me interject with an email along that line. This one's from Rob. He says, remakes, rehashing, etc. Positive side. Remakes of real classics, upgrading them into today's technology, are not only really cool, but also in great demand. I, for one, would love to see a remake of Metal Gear Solid 1, Final Fantasy 7, Colony Wars, Police Nuts, ooh, yes, etc. but where are they? My guess, they are expensive to make and are a risky undertaking. The negative side, the remakes for the most part today are not readily visible as remakes, but more as rehashes. Take Formula A from a game and tweak it to make a new game with better graphics, but not as good, and sell a shitload of copies. My case in point is exactly what Blizzard is doing right now. Diablo 3, StarCraft 2, they have an extremely similar look. There are no risks being taken. They look extremely pretty. They are, rather, they look like extremely pretty upgrades rather than full-blown sequels. A much better example is how Grand Theft Auto 4 and Metal Gear Solid 4 have a remake rehash formula. However, managed to take the great gameplay elements of their forefathers and improve greatly upon them. These I don't mind. Blizzard's attempts seem to take the typical Activision approach of no risk, play it safe approach. So really, it depends on the dev or publisher. Play it safe, don't bother giving me a remake, improving every single aspect of your game. I'm all for it. Signed, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. He hit a nail with Blizzard, especially. They came out and said that StarCraft 2 isn't necessarily a sequel. It's more of a retelling of the first game.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that.
So that's kind of like, they're kind of playing it safe and not really. Even Diablo, they didn't change anything at all. So besides graphics and the way the game looks.
Mm-hmm. Except they put it in pretty environments.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Let's add in Rainbow.
But he did mention Final Fantasy VII, which is probably the number one game people want remade.
Yeah.
I can kind of see why, but...
Like, they don't want just a re-release, you know?
No.
They actually want updated graphics, just because I think Square teased us with, you know, the opening cinematics, you know, all redone and next-gen stuff.
Well, they hooked everyone, and they know that people are going to buy that, and they're sitting on it. They know they can release. They, like, I don't know why. They're not sitting there thinking, well, I don't know if this is going to sell. They know it's going to sell. They're sitting because they're going to wait for a perfect opportunity where they're like, okay, when do we need, like, the most amount of money, the shortest amount of time? We'll release it then. Because I am positive. I would bet any money that they are working on it, for sure. But they're just, you know, they have all so many other Final Fantasy games that they've announced in the past year that it would be kind of too much to bring out now.
No doubt.
But I wouldn't mind a remake of that because, I don't know, I didn't play through the entire first
Final Fantasy VII? I would love that too. Yeah, the graphics just really, really do not hold up.
No, they don't at all. Especially like the, I mean, it's not as much the battle sequences. Like the battle sequences, they don't hold up, but at least they're decent. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you get to the overworld map and you see Cloud running around and he's like eight polygons and that's it.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
It's like the Popeye club hands and stuff.
Right, right. It's, that's come the part on, that cute. Really gets me. Whatever, man. That makes you happy.
See, that one's going to take a little more than just a fresh coat of paint, though.
Yeah, that one, because if they do that, they would have to put a lot of effort into that one because... I mean, if they remake 7, they cannot screw that up. They can't. Because if it did, it would just be like, I mean, it would just kill everything for them. Because everybody wants it. You know, anyone who's ever played 7 that enjoyed it wants a remake to it. Mm-hmm. Hell, I'd buy a remake for that game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
For most games that I think are polygon-based, those are the ones that have to, I think, be redone and actually remade as opposed to remixed, only because, like Jason said, and we agreed with that, Final Fantasy VII doesn't hold up, and a lot of 3D games just don't. Like, you can play some early PS1 and Saturn games, like, this game is just ugly. Like, Panzer Dragoon Saga is the gameplay, like, look up some game footage, it does not look good at all compared to the standards.
No,
but then again, you can fire up Super Mario Brothers 3 or fire up Final Fantasy VI, and you're still like, this is still pretty cool, because...
Yeah.
The art style holds up over time. So those ones they can get away with just kind of remixing or re-releasing after some amount of time. Or doing a new translation because people will still buy it and still think it looks good. Whereas, like, look at Ocarina, like even the Zelda games. Link to the Past still looks good to this day. I still play it. I'm like, this game still looks cool. But I look at Ocarina of Time and I'm kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
Blurry mess.
It's a lot harder to deal with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wonder I definitely if see your point.
So...
Well, we haven't really touched on throwbacks a whole lot, so why don't we touch on those a little bit?
Okay.
And the first one that comes to mind to me is Mega Man.
Oh yeah.
We just started talking. They just started talking about Mega Man 9 coming out exclusive for WiiWare, and it's going to have the 8-bit NES graphics.
Is it exclusive to WiiWare?
Yeah, it is.
So far.
Yeah, they said that it was a mistake that it was on the list, the E3 list for 360 and PS3.
Okay.
So it's back to being WiiWare exclusive for the time being.
Yeah.
So
I think
what do you guys think of the whole 8-bit graphic thing?
Jason, you want to go first?
Well, yeah, this goes back to, you know, the original titles. I think we've really evolved since then. I don't want the older classic graphics, I guess. I don't see how they're going to improve gameplay at all. You know, this isn't going to feel much like much different than any other Mega Man, you know, that I played from that generation. So it's hard to get excited for it. You know, even though I loved the series, I don't think I'm going to get much of a new experience out of it. Yeah, it stings a little bit. You know, I would be excited for, you know, a completely redone, you know, Mega Man, you know, but up to today's standards with new gameplay elements and graphics. I'm not seeing that. So if they're just trying to stick to a classic look and feel, I think I'm out unless they include some cool stuff. Like a level editor would be really neat, I think.
That would be kind of cool.
See, here's one of the things that I wanted to bring up real quick, and it kind of goes back to what Jeff was saying about graphics in general. And it's, to me, it seems like the first generation of whatever type of graphics is always really hard to go back to, even if it's sprite based stuff. For me, I could go back and play Final Fantasy IV or Final Fantasy VI on my SNES, but it would be really hard for me to go back and play Final Fantasy I on my original NES. Just, and same thing goes with like the first generation of 3D games. It's hard for me to go back and play a 3D game from, say, PS1 or N64 or Saturn days. However, it probably wouldn't be as hard for me to go back to a game from PS2 or Xbox or GameCube.
No.
So with that, I would be much happier if they would have at least updated the graphics for Mega Man 9 to the 16-bit days. Yeah. That would have made me happy. And hell, you put it on what they looked like for like Mega Man 8 and Mega Man X, whatever it was on PS1. That would be awesome. I mean, that would be perfect.
Well, yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, there's a huge jump between 8-bit and 16-bit days. Like, humongous. Like, the amount of colors and the amount of sprites they can put on screen or the clarity. And that, I think, is my point right now, is that's as far back as I can go for some games, but like, this still looks good. And that was the biggest disappointment. I was like, what is the point of downgrading the graphics to, like, the first Mega Man ever made? I don't see the point. I can see them want to replicate the gameplay, the old-school gameplay, keeping that alive, being like, hey, this is what Mega Mans were like. But they just remade, they had Mega Man powered up for PSP, and they remade the Mega Man X, whatever, for PSP, with these sharp, awesome visuals, but they played exactly like their old games. But they looked awesome. I don't understand why they can't just do that. I don't know why they're going back to the ape. I don't see the point of it. I think it's a throwback. Okay, yeah, but kids these days are going to think it looks like shit. I'm sorry. Like, they might be playing the Wii and they're not used to the best graphics ever, but like, Jason said, like, his son looked at Diablo 2 and was like, that looks like crap. And like, doesn't want to play something. Like, people are going to do the same thing with Mega Man. At least put 16-bit. At least make it look like cartoony in a way that kind of looks presentable, because those old Mega Man games don't look good. Especially if they put in sprite flicker and stuff on purpose and slowdown, I'm going to just lose it. But yeah, I don't know why they did that. I would have been happy with 16-bit, or if they made them like they did the PSP remakes, which were awesome.
Yeah, and that's another very good example, because those remakes were fantastic, and I actually have both of them.
They're great. In fact, when Capcom, they had that whole collection of remakes that came out for PSP, and they're all good.
Let's see, Street Fighter 4 is arguably a somewhat of a throwback to 2, because it's using you know, a lot of the same backgrounds. They're bringing back a lot of the characters. You know, Terry was talking about it last week when he was on, about how excited that they're bringing Blanka back. You know, what do you guys think about that?
Or that back the gameplay apparently plays exactly like 2. Like 2 Turbo. They put it in 3D graphics, but it's still on a 2D plane, which I think is a good idea. I mean, we already have enough 3D fighters out there that move in 3D. And every impressions blog or entry I read, they basically say it plays like Street Fighter 2. So really, it's kind of like Street Fighter 2 retold with different characters with a new coat of paint.
Yeah, which I think is a good thing, because I would argue that Street Fighter 2 is probably the high point of the series right now at this point.
And its gameplay still holds up.
Right. And the fact that they're going back to something like that makes me think that 4 is going to make a much larger impact on me as far as how much I like it than 3 did, for instance.
Yeah.
Because 3, they changed so much. And sure, it was really pretty. And there was like tons and tons of frames of animation, and it looked, I mean, it looked great, but it didn't play the same as what I was used to with Street Fighter 2.
It's not only that, too. This plays into our whole kind of theme here is Street Fighter 3 came out at a time where they remixed and rehashed Street Fighter 2 to death. So by the time Street Fighter 3 came out, people were sick of Street Fighter. And now 4 is coming out many years later, and it's going to have that whole kind of like, oh, yeah, Street, because there's way more hype for Street Fighter 4 than there ever was for Street Fighter 3.
Oh, yeah,
as far as
I'm
concerned,
agree.
Like, way more. And I think it's because there's that big, huge gap of no Street Fighter games that weren't remixes or rehashing. Like, this isn't going to be a new Street Fighter game. Sure, we don't care if it plays like the old ones, but it's something new. Our palate's wet for it. We actually were craving this now. Give it to us. You know, they were going to release it at probably the perfect time. So, I'm excited.
Agreed.
If it was released 3 years ago, probably wouldn't have been that excited.
Well, on the same subject, what do we think about the remake or remix, whichever it might, whichever you think it is, of Super 2 Turbo?
Very excited. Very, very excited. Yeah.
And shit there.
Yeah, and you guys were talking about that, and I'll be honest with you. I like several weeks ago, like actually probably several months ago, I bitched about the downgrading of the sprites, and I'm past that now. You know, I'm looking at it again, and I'm like, you know what? It still looks really fucking good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you know, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And this is my opinion. This is kind of it's definitely a remake. Mm-hmm. And they're just upping the sprites.
No, I'd call this a remix. I'd say.
Yeah. Would you really?
Yeah. See, I mean, because they're trying to keep the gameplay elements exactly the same as the original.
Yeah,
Super
they're just
Turbo.
Upgrading the graphics.
Right.
Right. That's why I think it's a remake.
But
I think Space Invaders Extreme, for instance, is a remix, and there's a lot of different gameplay elements and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They didn't just remake the original Space Invaders. See, I'm getting that. So that's why I think that.
I think we're looking at remix and remake differently then. I think me and Jason are looking at like a remake where they remake the game to look different, do things differently, where a remix where they take the original and literally just upgrade something.
All right. Well, whichever way you think about it, it's still really exciting that they're doing this. But I wanted to ask you guys this again, and I wanted to revisit it. What's that?
Sorry, before we forget the thing, if you're thinking about a song. Would you take, okay, let's just say some dance music or some DJ takes a song and remixes it so it actually sounds completely different but is still kind of the same song. We'll call that a remake. And then what would you call a song, say, of a band covering someone else's song so it's the same exact song, just sung in a different way? Would you consider those the two same thing? I'm just trying to, like, because now I am all confused of what I actually think of the difference between a remix and a remake is. And I'm like, shit.
See, if they're doing a remix of it and they're actually throwing in new elements of music and that kind of thing, I think that's exactly what it is, a remix. If some band does a cover and remakes the song, then it's a remake.
Yeah, I think I have to agree.
It's like the first one that comes to my head is Love Song by The Cure. Mm-hmm. 311 remade that song. They did a remake of that song, and they put it out on their Greatest Hits album.
And yeah, I think I agree then. Yeah, I think I'm changing my opinion. Sorry, Jason.
That's fine. I still don't understand the difference.
Whatever. It's arguable. But obviously, it's arguable. Shit, now I totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
We were talking about HD.
Street Fighter.
How do you guys feel about... HD with the fact that they're keeping the same animation.
If it wasn't Street Fighter, I would bitch. Because Street Fighter is so reliant on the timing and the frames of animation and stuff that you're used to. But if it was another game that didn't have any of that, I would be pretty pissed if they just did what they did with Street Fighter HD. Because I haven't seen it moving in motion yet like Jason has. Like, he's played the beta. So I don't know how bad it looks. So
it's
I can't really
little,
say for myself.
Little jarring at first.
I
don't see why they couldn't have just doubled up the frames of animation and just filled it in with more tweening in order to keep the same feel. But I got over it real quick, and I understand they're trying to keep it as close to the original gameplay wise.
Another remix that we didn't touch on that I thought was awesome. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead, Jess.
I'm glad that they're not changing the core gameplay. And that's my trade-off. You know,
but you're kind of in agreement with me because you had the same idea. But do you think that the core gameplay could have been the same and they could have added frames in between the frames that are there?
Yeah. I really do think that's possible. And I think it might be a little too late. You know, obviously.
Oh,
and
it's definitely too late.
They may have been thinking of the memory cap at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. And they'd also literally have to redraw every one of those frames because they never existed in the first place.
Well, right, they'd have to draw new frames.
It's just adding tweening because they had all their keyframes set, so they would just have to add additional in between stuff.
True.
So they wouldn't have to redraw anything, I don't think. But anyway, moving on from that one. So it's a little bit of a letdown.
What was your thought? I was going to say Prince of Persia, the remake of Prince of Persia, on Xbox Live. That is like I think a really good example of an old school remix that they did right. They kept the gameplay the same, added in not a ton of new stuff, but upgraded the graphics and the Sands of Time kind of style. So it actually made it seem like a brand new game, but it really wasn't the game you were playing.
You know, I never actually bought that, but I wanted to because Prince of Persia is one of the first PC games that I ever played, and it's one of those games that holds a little space in my heart because I played through it like 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's a really cool remake of the game. And I haven't played it, but have you played it?
Yeah, I have it. It's really good.
Did you do? Is it the same game? Do you know?
It's identically the same game.
I think that is really cool.
Yeah.
Because the game was released, what, 80s, 90s, like early 90s? So it's been more than enough time.
Yeah.
And it really was a fantastic game. I still need to get on that one.
And I think I just kind of opened up a new can of worms here. We might not want to get too much into it. But what about the reinventing of old games? Because when Prince of Persia: Sands of Time was announced, they're taking that old style but totally reimagined the game entirely. It's kind of
That's kind of what they're doing with Bionic Commando too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even say Resident Evil 4 was kind of the same kind of thing.
True. If they do it right, I don't mind that so much.
Hmm.
As long as they do it right. And, from the videos and stuff that I've seen of Bionic Commando, I'm actually pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it looks badass.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. I want to wait until I hear more about the gameplay of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, besides that, I have no problem with them reinventing games. Like, look at Rygar. Rygar was an old 8-bit game, side-scrolling, and then they turned around and they made it this, 3D action game. And they did a pretty good job of it. So, cool. What else we got?
I want another Police Nuts.
No kidding.
I want that over here, dude.
And Snatcher?
That's near and dear. Careful. Don't mess with that. I haven't actually played Police Nuts, but,
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
So, if they fuck with Snatcher, dude. Ooh, okay.
Well, hopefully Kojima... I
kind of liked the, in Metal Gear Solid 4 with the Zone of Enders and the Police Knots mm-hmm. being put up there.
Backgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't really on topic, but how do you guys feel about what he did with Metal Gear Solid 4 as far as taking little, really small pieces of his other games and throwing them into Metal Gear, like the desktop backgrounds on the computer or the solar gun from Lunar Knights?
Mm-hmm. I think he's being a big fucking cock tease. Because if it was one game, I can understand that he's hinting at what they could be working on next, what he wants to do next. But when he just throws everything out there, you're just like, you fucking prick.
Well, they've had, the Police Knots and Zone of Enders references since the first Metal Gear Solid. So I don't think he's teasing about what he's working on next or anything like that. He's just giving nods to, the universe.
His old games.
Yeah, his old games and, keeping it in the family and all that stuff. And fans love that stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah. I did. I thought it was pretty cool that he had that up there.
They're just nods,
I have to admit, I'd love the new Zone of Enders, though.
Never played one.
Well, cool. Anything, any last words before we wrap up?
That's what do we think overall?
Overall, I'd like to defend the Final Fantasy releases a little bit more. Because I think there's still a huge market for it. And I know you're definitely down on, having to pay for the same game. Twice. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of them have been remixed to a certain degree, or at least remade to the point that they're almost a new game, or at least they're fixing stuff that was broken in the first series. So I don't know.
Let me explain my position a little better.
Yeah.
They remade Final Fantasy 1 and Final Fantasy 2 for the PSP.
They're amazing looking.
And they put them on separate discs and slapped $30 price tags on both of them.
Yep. And 30-second loading times.
That's my problem with those games. Not that they remade them. It's less about the fact that they remade them. It's like, I understand that there's fans out there that want them and that kind of thing, but price them accordingly. It's like, if I'm going to pay $30, it better be one disc with both games on it.
Okay.
There's no reason to have both games out there for $30.
Right. Each. No. See, I thought you were just taking issue with them just re-releasing it in the first place, just like the principle of it. So,
well,
okay. That clarifies a little bit.
Yeah, it's the whole package in general. And, you know, Final Fantasy III I had less problem with because I never played that one. Final Fantasy IV, I've played through it like 3 times or so on 2 different systems or whatever. And I'm not going to spend $40 for that game. If they remade it and added all this stuff and made it 20 or even like 25, I'd be all over it probably. I mean, especially I didn't even know there was voice acting in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're adding voice acting to it as well, yeah, I'd pay 25 or maybe even 30. But it's still, you're making it at like the Nintendo DS cartridge priced cap of $40. Yeah. That's like the highest priced DS game that they can make. And that's what they're making it. And I'm very surprised that they didn't make Crisis Core $50.
Yeah, it was too, actually.
So it's just more of a price thing. I think they're remaking the games and then trying to milk the hell out of the fans that want to play these remade versions, and they're just charging too much for them. So it's for me, I guess, yeah, I think I would much rather see them working on something else. But it's less about that than it is about the entire package, including the overpricing of the game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So
I'm not going to argue with that, certainly. I can't argue with your wallet.
Okay.
And I do agree. I think, yeah, some of the remakes that they've put out, Final Fantasy 1 and 2 in particular, were, yeah, a little too expensive for what they were.
Yeah.
$20 should have been the cap on those.
Agreed. I probably would have paid $20 each for them.
Well, Final Fantasy 3 and the new 4 that's coming out, these are just completely different games, you know? I mean, they're redone from the ground up. So I think it warrants a higher price tag, I think, because a lot more went into it. I mean, granted, they're, you know, using the same storyline, whatever, same bits of dialogue, but yeah, they're starting from scratch for the most part.
Yeah,
as far as the engine is concerned and whatnot. Anyway.
Well, they're using the same engine from 3, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you've got new assets to create and new models. And
I'd be happy with a $30 price tag on 4.
Okay.
Let's put it that. And Chrono Trigger, I'd be happy with a $30 price tag on that as well.
Would you really? But they're
probably
not doing anything new, are they?
Oh, are they not?
I don't think so.
No.
They're not doing anything new, I don't know if I even want it. I've already got 2 versions of the damn game.
There might be stylus control.
That's, yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. All right, so what do we... overall, yay, nay on the whole remixes, throwbacks?
Well, remakes... depends, as obviously from what I've just been saying about Final Fantasy. So I guess it depends on the entire package, what you're doing to the game, and how much you want to charge for it. Remixes, if they're done right, I'm all for it. Space Invaders Extreme is a perfect example of that. And throwbacks, I'm not. It depends on the throwback, because I'm not real happy with Mega Man 9 at this point, but. You know, I think it can be done right, and I think things like what they're doing with Street Fighter 4 is a very good example.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Refocus on the roots.
Jason?
Production value. That's the only time that it's going to be really worth it to me, is if they spend a lot of time with it.
Makes sense.
Fair enough.
I kind of fall between you guys. Production value is important, and also just as long as they wait that window of time where I crave that exact same gameplay again or something similar... forget the story, then I'm all for it. But if you're going to be putting out a remix every 2 years or a year after a game's out, like I said, I don't agree with the Metal Gear Solid stuff. They just release it as downloadable content now. That'd be fine. or the Ninja Gaiden Black thing, same kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically.
We may have said this offline too. I'm sorry to interrupt, but with Chrono Trigger, it's awfully hard to get a hold of those.
Oh yeah, very hard.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
This is a really good example.
That's why I don't mind. I don't mind that kind of thing either.
I guess that makes sense. And you know, Jeff brought that point up to me when I started my little rant about Chrono Trigger at the beginning, and it is a very good point. I mean, apparently, I honestly never played the PS1 version, but if it does have that many flaws, then you know, I could see wanting the cartridge. And if you can't get the cartridge for a fairly decent price, then you know, remakes aren't so bad.
Okay.
Word.
You know what? Cool. What we didn't touch on, and I'm very disappointed in myself that I didn't think about it. Dracula X Chronicles.
Oh yeah. Yeah, great game. Go buy it.
Cool. That's right. And it's, priced. It's $29.99. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And it comes with three games technically. I guess
technically three games. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a collection, updated graphics, new music and stuff. New
core gameplay is still there. Yeah, remix music. Very good stuff.
Indeed.
Awesome. All right. Well, are we done with that? Should we move on?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Cool. New releases.
Not remix edition.
Yeah. Not much.
Oh, I was going to say totally too, before we leave it completely.
Okay.
I meant to mention this when RPT Repeat gave us that voicemail. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fitting how we're doing remakes, and his name's Repeat. Yeah, it might be a little bit too late for that, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
Are all Canadians as easily amused as you are?
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
All right. New releases. Not much. For the Wii, we're getting Final Fantasy Fables, Chocobo's Dungeon, and Wonder World Amusement Park. Very exciting.
Wow.
DS is getting Carnival Games and Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution. 360, Unreal Tournament 3, Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution, and Beijing Olympics 08. PS3 is also getting Civilization Revolution and Beijing Olympics 08.
I heard Civilization's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Civilization?
Yeah, it's getting good reviews.
I don't know much about the Civilization series, so I really won't say anything about them.
Hugely popular. Not into RTS at all. So, but I know that they're well loved. So this seems to be a pretty good console rendition.
Yeah.
So it could be a step in the right direction. People have been trying to get RTS on consoles or wanting it on consoles for a long time. So.
Very true. I wonder if the PS3 version will allow keyboard and mouse support.
I don't know.
I hope so.
That would be smart.
Not. I hope not, actually.
Really? Why?
I almost hope not, just because I want them to try and find an easier way to bring it to console.
To do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That way. Make good design decisions on the console controls.
Yep.
Cool. PS2 and PSP have nothing coming out next week. So is your release list for next week.
Cool. Not too much, and I can't complain.
Yeah. I've got so much shit to play right now, I don't want anything new.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, Soul Calibur's coming out next or later in the month, so I've got to focus on that. Especially if they put Kratos in it.
Oh, I hope so.
Was there any confirmation on that ever?
No, not yet.
I hope they put him in there. That'd be cool. Jason, do we have any other emails besides Question of the Week?
Yeah, we've got a couple emails. We've got one from Aces High. Sorry for not having a regular email for you guys last week. The email Ken and Terry took all of my thinking power. Rock Band 2 has been announced to be coming to the 360 before everything else. This announcement has really just pissed me off. PS3 owners who spent $160, $180, I can't remember, on Rock Band should not have to wait months after the 360 version drops to get their copy. So, question, how do you feel about timed exclusives, and how do you feel about this announcement? He's got another question too, but we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I hate timed exclusives.
I don't mind them because I own both systems. I really don't care.
Helps, but for in this situation, it hurts a little bit because Rock Band 2 is going to be compatible with your downloadable content from the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have the PS3 version, so I have to sit here and I have to wait until the PS3 version comes out to play it. Mm-hmm. There's no real they don't give a reason of why it's timed exclusive. They just kind of say, this is what we're doing.
Well, I have a theory.
That's the popular theory, is that it's they got paid.
MS would not pay for a 2-month exclusivity if it's still going to be coming out in November. Like, let's be realistic. That would be no advantage to Microsoft at all.
I don't know. I think any advantage for Microsoft is an advantage at this point.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't doubt that they would do it. I mean, I'm sure that the
for 2 months
the tag on it wasn't as hefty as, say, the downloadable content for 360.
Yeah.
GTA. I'm sure it wasn't that hefty of a price, but I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft went ahead and threw $10 million at them. I mean, how much is $10 million to Microsoft? It's like nothing.
Oh, exactly.
But there are other things that, I mean, they are doing this whole thing with the downloadable content. So it's cross game, right? So it could be, could have something to do with the way that the PSN handles the downloadable content. Mm-hmm. It might just be more difficult to deal with, and they're trying to figure that out.
Yeah. And they could have rushed this out because of Guitar Hero, right?
That's true, too.
There was nothing pointing to a Rock Band 2 at all until Guitar Hero World Tour was announced, and they're kind of like, oh, crap. We have to release something with the number 2 to make it look like we're still there, but it's really just a compilation of songs. So I don't know. Like, it's hard to say. I hate because everyone these days, right away when something's exclusive, right away, they must pay it for it. It could be resources too. They could be like, hey, let's get this disc out. Sorry, we can't put it on all three consoles right away. Let's just stick it to the one with the biggest install base and where Rock Band's number one right now, which is America. Get that out, then we'll quickly get it over to the other system as soon as we can. Like, that could be a very valid reason why this is exclusive for only 2 months.
Yeah, and that's another situation of money, but not actually being directly paid. I mean, if you look at the numbers, I mean, the 360 version of Rock Band did sell more than the PS3 version. Mm-hmm. And I would put money on the fact that they sold more downloadable content on the 360 version as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably like, all right, well, let's focus on getting the 360 one out first. And, you know, when that's out and making us money, then we'll focus on the PlayStation one. So yeah. I can see that as a reason as well.
Yeah. Oh, recent the Burnout Paradise expansion coming that with the planes and stuff like that. It's rumored right now that the 361 is delayed by like a week or something. And people was, I mean, oh no, did Sony pay for that 1 week exclusivity or the couple weeks exclusivity? Like, it's ridiculous.
No.
There's other reasons things are exclusive.
Yeah,
it's not always comes down to money.
If it's like
people.
A week or something like that, that's ridiculous to think that they would pay for it. Plus the fact that you have to think of where the code originated for the game. I mean, Burnout was one of those games that was built from the ground up on the PS3 and then ported to the 360. So it's very likely that something like that would be out a little bit earlier on the PS3.
Exactly.
Curious
takes resources.
It's naive. I tell you. It's all about the money. Come on.
Well, it's all about the money, but it's not all about people.
Oh, you're right. It is all about the money.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
No, that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, second part of Aces High email, and it's not really a question so much as an order with like three exclamation points, but he says, talk about Too Human and go.
We probably will next, I don't know, soon.
Probably will.
Yeah, keep in mind that E3 is next week, so we're probably going to hear a lot more about Too Human next week.
Mm-hmm. And we're all looking forward to it. Like, I know the three of us are definitely looking forward to it, even with all the kind of bullshit that's going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been hearing things left and right about Dyack and like bad shit that's been going on. But
yeah.
You know, I'm still very happy about the game. I still very much want to see it. Mm-hmm. But you know, we'll see.
Well, yeah, there's been some pretty negative reviews too.
Yeah.
People giving initial impressions.
That's the thing, though. They're not. He's going on saying they're not reviews; it's just preview code. And he said that's not even like that was apparently a version that was actually done a couple months back, and they just was a preview build, and they've improved stuff, and there's still 2 months to go. Yeah. So who knows?
Well, I did hear this. Remember, we were having we were talking about when they switched it from 4-player co-op to 2-player co-op.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that. Even in 2-player co-op, there was a lot of frame rate dips.
Yeah, and slowdown.
Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then it really was a limitation of the game itself.
Yeah.
So,
but
now
then, when you see videos, though, I haven't seen any slowdown in any of the videos I've seen. So it must get pretty, pretty damn hectic at points.
Yeah, it might.
Well, I haven't seen any videos that weren't preview. Released from them. Like, I haven't seen.
Did you watch the One Up Show?
What's that?
Yeah,
they should watch the One Up Show. They have a whole segment on it. They're playing it.
Okay, good. And they had something with Dayak too, like an interview with him about the NeoGAF stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's I on need to watch audio. Those. I that's yet. One of yours. See, yeah,
that's a little disappointing too, because last week we're kind of standing behind the guy. You know, if he was taking it lightheartedly, he's not taking it so lightheartedly. Kinda, this is kind of a personal thing for him, and yeah, he's getting a little.
Now he's getting into the douchebag area.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little worried. So,
and hopefully it doesn't affect the game, because I really want it to be good.
I do too. I'm skeptical now more than anything. Mm. Like, I was all for it before, but I mean, I'm reading some pretty bad stuff about it. And you have to consider the amount of time that they've spent developing this game. What, over 10 years?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it was 10 years when it was announced or whatever. But, yeah. You know, granted, it's probably been a pretty significant amount of time since they started developing. And, yeah. Mm. You would think.
The only two big issues I've read really is the frame rate and camera. Yeah.
Yeah. I need my fat loot.
I mean, I expect to get all the fat loots. All the other negative stuff was repetitiveness and kind of not necessarily the kind of boring environments or like long corridors, but those games are all like that are that type of game.
Yeah, like, and I don't see the point in talking about repetitiveness when
it's stupid. Yeah, that's the point of the game. It's going to be repetitive, but you're going to keep playing it over and over to get your fat loots, like Jason said. You want your, you know, your sword that does 30 damage for whatever, and it glows red and purple and looks cool.
Only when I can play with other people, though, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, that's a big draw.
And it's just like you were saying earlier about Diablo. It's like one of those things where it's like, I just want to get to the next level or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And that's the way it was with Diablo. It's the way it was with PSO. And
but if you
know,
can't show it off, what's the point?
Right.
You can only show it off to one of your friends. That's why I'm hoping there's a lobby system like in PSO. That was cool. PSU.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yes.
Not holding my breath.
We will talk about it, Aces. Don't worry. Yeah. Especially closer to release.
All right. Well, let's see. One more email that we got. Let's see. This is from Morbid A, who's apparently a new listener. Mm-hmm. Welcome, sir. He says, He's a longtime loyal listener. I'm sorry. He's a new member to VG Evo. There we go.
That's right.
Now I'm back on track. All right. Anyway.
He actually sent this as a PM to me, and you know, it was a really cool message, and I thought we should give him a little airtime and let him, you know, read what he said.
Hell yeah. All right. I've been a longtime loyal listener of the show ever since you guest hosted the PS Nation podcast, which at the time your show was on number 11. So I guess I started listening around then. Anyway, I just wanted to say that you guys are doing a great job over there. Shows are always good spirited, informative, and the enthusiasm of all three of you put into it really shines through.
Except I think he's mixing us up with someone else.
Yeah, I know. Did he? Anyway, maybe he meant to write the PS Nation. I don't know. I also wanted to cast my vote right here and now. I'm one of those people who enjoys a long show. I usually do a lot of driving on Mondays, and having you guys yap about anything video game related really makes my commute a lot shorter. If I can't finish it while driving, I'll listen to the rest when I get home. But after listening to 20 shows in a row now, you guys don't seem to be struggling to find new and interesting content. With the growth the show has seen and the direction it's taken, I can only imagine how much good stuff you'll have for our ears in the future. Having lurked on gaming forums and news sites daily for years, I finally decided to plunge in and sign up for VG Evo. I suppose after sitting on the fence and just listening to all of these podcasts and reading these news stories for years just made me want to take it to the next level. I'm 30, been gaming for decades, and VG Evo seems like a sensible option for those who are willing to share ideas and opinions without feeling like there's no true sense of community with those you are sharing them with. Thanks for doing what you do. Keep it up, and I look forward to seeing you on VG Evo. And PSN, of course. Morbid A. Morbid _A.
Thanks, Morbid.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got to work one morning, and this is waiting for me, and it's, you know, this is the kind of message you get, and it just kind of makes your day, you know?
No shit. Yes.
So,
thank you very much for the
message.
Yeah, you can always stroke our egos. It's cool.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't mind at all.
He also played Warhawk with us on Wednesday.
Did he?
Yep.
Man, he did. I missed Warhawk Wednesday.
Yeah, I actually wasn't around for long. I had some connection problems. Mm-hmm. But at first, when I started it up, it was only allowing 8 players. Mm-hmm. And I passed it off to someone else, and they opened up a room and had 20 players in it. And then,
oh, shit. Nice.
You know, I was getting messages from a bunch of people, and then my connection went sour, and, you know, it just was not a perfect night for me. But anyway. So what's next?
That's all I got, man.
Lunch.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, wait, we have that that whole question of the week thing we've got to do, don't we?
Oh, fuck, that's right.
We do that every week, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, E3 is next week. Mm-hmm. So why not talk about that a little bit? E3 is next week, and what do you really want to hear about? What are you looking forward to hearing about in E3? What do you hope they talk about?
What do you think there's going to be a price drop for the 360? I'm making that
no
prediction.
Way.
That's coming way out of left field. Where did you ever think about that?
I just made
that's
that
insane,
up.
Jason. That's not going to happen.
Top of my head.
I think we might see Resistance too.
I've got insider info.
That's very possible. A couple of other games we might. There's that Killzone game we might see a little bit of. You know,
okay. Maybe BioShock PS3.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Sorry.
So yeah, next week we will talk about that. And if you want to answer the question of the week, you can do that several different ways. One of them is by sending me an email or sending us an email. It's not really the Chris show, I promise.
It's the Chris show. It's Chris show and Chris friends. Show.
That was a slip.
It's the
that
Chris
was a Freudian
show.
Slip.
Chris freaking. Me and Jeff just in like bear suits dancing around.
Yeah, exactly. Waving fans in his face, feeding him grapes. We level up his characters for him.
Yeah, I don't really play video games. They play them for me.
Right. I need 10 more thousand achievement points. Play this. All right, Chris.
Oh, man. I deserved that. I deserved that. I'm not going to say anything about it because I deserved it. You can send us an email.
Thank you.
At email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. You can do that by either sending an MP3 via email. That's what Repeat did today for today's show. Or you can actually leave us a voicemail, and that number is 818-528-GAME, 818-528-4263. We're also on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. And don't forget to come by VG Evo, just like Morbid did. Sign up. It's a really great community, and you should definitely be a part of it. Also, don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays. And
every Wednesday.
I've also – someone requested that I start saying this because they said that they were surprised that I don't. So now I will. Tell a few friends about us. If you know any friends that are gamers that they don't listen to our show, then just give them a suggestion. And leave us an iTunes review.
iTunes.
We've gotten like three of them. And they've been pretty positive so far, but we only have the three. So if you're on iTunes, drop us a review real quick.
Still got to thank my mom for that.
Yeah, we have three reviews. They're all from us. No, I'm just kidding. We haven't. There's actually three listeners that left us reviews, and we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So, that's it.
Cool.
Anything else before we wrap up and go to lunch?
My son quit his guild, and wow, I'm really proud of him.
Why are you proud of him?
They were douchebags, and they wouldn't let him roll.
He got out
like
before it was too late.
Amount or something like that. And he's like, all right, fuck you guys, pretty much.
So what?
I don't think
did they
said
do?
Those words. But.
So whoa, what did they want to do?
They wouldn't let him roll on, like, you can go through some instance or something like that, and then at the end of it, you get this mount.
Everybody does, just one person.
Just one person, that's the thing. And everybody else in the guild has this thing, including some of the alts. And because he missed a couple of the raids, the scheduled raids, they wouldn't let him roll. He got demoted or something like that.
Are you serious?
Kid you not.
Maybe it won't play well. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's the endgame bullshit that I'm really not into.
Yeah, that's the people that pick it way too seriously. Yeah. It's like... you have to schedule raid times and stuff like that. And it's, if you do it all in good fun, that's fine. It's like, oh, I couldn't make it. Something came up. But then they're going to say, oh, well, you can't roll for this item because you didn't make it.
Right. That's exactly what happened. So, yeah, he ended up
putting
it. It is to gaze. So I don't get into the end game at all. I don't get into raiding and stuff because it's just too
intensive. That's all end game stuff?
Yeah.
Would you like it like the max level? Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that.
Like, once you're level 70, what else do you do, besides devote your entire life to, raiding and getting better gear, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So. But I'm proud of my son that he did that.
Cool. He's just going to do casual for a bit. You don't have to beat him anymore. That's right. Good.
All right, cool. Well, we thank you guys very much for listening. Join us next week when we will be talking about E3 and what we want to hear about. Mm-hmm. And until then, I am Chris, and for Jason,
that's me,
and Jeff,
take it easy.
Oh, God.
See you next week.
We nailed it.
We did. Finally, we got 33 episodes.
It only took us 33 shows.
Sweet. That was pretty good.
We should quit now while we're ahead.
Yeah, really.
I'm done.